Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight happenings at the primary level. On this week's program, New Green Primary in Manchester hosts Math Olympics. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. New Green Primary School in Manchester was founded in 1884. It was formerly a primary and a junior high school, but was converted to a full primary school to alleviate the shift system. The school serves over 230 students from surrounding communities and 12 teachers. Academically, the school has been doing well. At the grade 4 level, its literacy rate stands at 95.7% and numeracy at 80%. In the grade 6 achievement test GSAT, their top student has an average of over 90%. New Green Primary hosted the inaugural Region 5 Mathematics Olympics Day on Thursday, June 14, on the school grounds. Several schools in Region 5 participated in the day's activities. The initiative was developed to help spark a love for mathematics among students.
It's an idea I got from 2016 when I was at a Jamaica Day in Holland Primary and I saw the students running up and down. So I say, why not do it with math? Let us have fun running up and down with math. So I started looking at some games that we can tweak with math concepts. And I sold the idea to my team and they decided to run with it. Mr. Williams, the math coach that's assigned to this school, took it to Mr. Russell and the math committee, and so here we are, having fun, learning math concepts, reinforcing math concepts.
Ministry of Education, Youth and Information Region 5 Mathematics Coordinator, Tashna Price.
We have Chorus Primary here today, Christina Moravian Primary, Villawood Primary, New Broughton Primary, and these schools would have been schools that have math coaches. We did invite the other schools with math coaches, but some of them were not able to make it. But we have the grade 4 students in particular, because you know we have the grade 4 exams coming up, and we wanted them to reinforce those concepts before the exams.
The Math Olympics has also benefited students from other schools in the region.
This is another way of revising the concepts that you would have learned. So the students are used to sitting in the classroom doing some questions for revision, but if they're doing it having fun, then naturally it's going to be cemented some more. So I think that this is a way of helping them to retain what is it that they would have learned, thus giving us better performance on the final exams.
The activities for the Math Olympics include an estimation game. This is a relay where one student runs to get the question and another will estimate, for example, how much water has been poured in a 5-liter jar. The winner is the team that provides the closest estimate.
We also have the Tower of Annoy. That one is a problem-solving game. So the students are expected to restack 5 tires that are stacked numerically from 1 to 5. They're expected to restack it on another tower, exactly 1 to 5, whereby no big numeral can go on a small numeral. So they have to think through clearly as to what is it that they're going to do, the move they're going to make in order to get the stack from one end to the other end.
Ministry of Education, Youth and Information Region 5 Mathematics Coordinator, Tashna Price. We close Jamaica's Promise this week with a few words from some of the participants in the Math Olympics. First up, Joseph Richards of New Green Primary.
It was great because I get to see my friends having fun. It was a nearly revision for me because I went through all of this during my GSAT. I'm going to Monroe. I think my math score was 96%.
Adrianique Palmer from Villa Road Primary participated in the estimations relay.
Actually, I learned about the liters and milliliters, because that is what I struggle the most with in maths.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of student engineer Dante Matthews, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.